This week's hate crime report begins with a murder in Lawton, Oklahoma. A black man, Marquise Rasko, has been charged with first-degree murder and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and will stand trial. Marquise Rasko appeared before a judge Monday for his preliminary hearing. Police say Rasko kicked through the front door of the home of Carl and Kelly Hofmasters, a lovely young white couple. After kicking open the front door, he demanded money and put a gun to the young white woman's head. Her husband tried to grab the gun in defense of his wife, and the black maniac shot him in the chest. He died from the gunshot. The judge found there is enough evidence for a trial. Rasko is currently being held at the Comanche County Detention Center. And in Columbus, Ohio, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office has identified a man accused in a deadly shooting on Thanksgiving Day in the Hilltop neighborhood. 18-year-old black man Dewan Mankins has been charged with aggravated murder in connection to the shooting death of Glenn Stepp, a white man, on November 26th. Police were called after a 911 caller reported a person was shot in a nearby alley. The white man, 29 years old, was found with at least 2 gunshot wounds to the upper body. He was transported to the hospital, where he later died from his injuries. Detectives believe robbery may have been the motive for the homicide. Stepp had a reputation for kindness among the neighborhood's homeless, bringing them plates of food for the holidays or hot coffee on cold days. Another white man whose life was ended in senseless violence at the hands of a black thug. White police officer Daniel Brennan, a 15-year veteran, was struck by a vehicle as it fled the scene of an investigation. Brennan was at the DMV investigating a document fraud case, speaking to a man who was suspected of trying to forge and obtain fraudulent documents by using a false identity. An illegal Mexican alien living in New York, Gamar Diaz, has been charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault on a police officer, and resisting arrest. Another Mexican, Alvin A. Hernandez Almanzar, living in Camden, New Jersey, has also been arrested for immigration fraud and hiding Diaz from the cops. While the white cop wasn't killed, he will no doubt suffer for many years after being drugged down the street by the illegal alien's car. In Houston on December 4th, John Spears, a black man, shot and killed his white supervisor, Anthony Tardo, about 30 minutes before John Spears walked into an office at Houston Marine where he revealed his intentions to a fellow instructor who thought Spears was just joking, authorities said. The unnamed employee was leaving for the day and came across the black man outside the facility. "You're going to miss all the fun," police said Spears told the employee. "I'm going to go back in there and shoot everyone." The employee didn't think Spears was serious. His tone didn't imply an imminent threat, but police say Spears did indeed go back inside Houston Marine, a maritime school, armed with a .40-caliber pistol. He walked into facility manager Tardo's office and shot the Mandeville husband and father of 3 once in the chest, investigators said. The white victim was pronounced dead at the scene. The black assassin walked outside, put the pistol on the roof of his car, and waited for the police to arrive. A Tampa, Florida jury took only 4 hours to return a guilty verdict in the Larry Donnell Brown murder trial. Prosecutors said Brown, a black teenager, rode his bike over to the apartment complex where Michael Valentin, a white security guard, worked, and shot him dead because he wanted his gun. The jury called the black teen a cold-blooded killer because Brown was 16 at the time of the murder. He cannot be sentenced to life in prison, according to a Supreme Court decision last year. Clayton County, Georgia. Police are looking for a black man they say raped a white woman on November 7th, according to police. An unknown Negro offered a woman a ride who he saw walking down a road at night. She accepted, but was then allegedly taken to an area off Robert E. Lee Parkway and raped inside the vehicle. The man was driving a dark-colored Chevy Malibu, approximately 2006 model, with yellow tape on the left rear brake light. He is described as a black man, 6 foot to 6'3 in height, and about 260 pounds. He's between 30 to 40 years of age. A black serial rapist has been arrested in Nashville, Tennessee for raping a woman in a wheelchair. The 60-year-old victim said she met 50-year-old Reginald Eugene Gregory on a public transportation bus. Gregory allegedly agreed to help her down the street to her apartment because she had groceries. When they got to the doorway of her apartment, she said Gregory dumped her out of her wheelchair and choked her with both hands. She told police he then carried her to her bedroom and brutally raped her. The black man is under state supervision for life. He was convicted on an aggravated rape charge from 2012 and sentenced to 6 years in prison. He was also arrested for rape in 2003 and received 10 years for that charge. In Versailles, Kentucky, a beautiful little boy is dead after a savage black man stabbed the poor little boy to death during a morning home invasion. Police in Kentucky arrested a black Indianapolis man for the murder. The homeowner called 911 in the early morning to report an armed intruder and also tried fighting off the crazed black man, but it was no use. Ronald Exantis, a 32-year-old black man, stabbed the 6-year-old white boy, Logan Tipton, into a bloody mess. The savage was taken to the Woodford County Detention Center on charges of murder and burglary. In 1985, beautiful white teenager Jody Lynn Wolfe thought she had her whole life ahead of her. Eddie Ricky Neely, a black man whom a prosecutor called one of the most dangerous men in Fresno County's history, was sentenced Friday to California's death row for the 1985 rape and killing. 14-year-old Jody's nude body was discovered floating face up in the southwest Fresno canal on August 15th of 1985. The runaway was wearing only knee-high socks. An autopsy revealed she had died from blunt force trauma to the back of her head and had been dead at least 2 days. In its decision, the jury said Neely should be executed for killing Jody. It was a cold, vicious murder in the commission of a rape. The judge also said that there was evidence presented at Neely's trial that showed he had killed Mary Charlotte Burnett, another young girl, in July of 1988. But Neely was never tried for it. Burnett's nude body was found in the southwest Fresno field. She was hogtied and had a purse strap and a brassiere tightly wrapped around her neck. The coroner said Burnett died as a result of strangulation and had cuts and bruises and fractures on her face, as well as on other parts of her body. The Black Beast's other convictions included 3 rapes, 1 robbery, and child abuse. In Gurdon, Arkansas, a black man had been sentenced for kidnapping and murder of a young white mother. The mother of Cassie Carter first reported her 20-year-old daughter missing in March of 2013. The investigation led authorities to Kevin Bolton, a black man. He was tracked to North Carolina, where he was arrested during a traffic stop. The young white woman was found dead in the trunk of his car. Authorities accused Bolton of kidnapping Carter in Gurdon, choking her twice, and putting her body in the trunk. 2 years later, he pleaded guilty to the crime of kidnapping resulting in death. Cassie's mother said, "For me, it's been a very tough road because I miss her so bad, and it's been hard. It's been very hard for me." Carter left a son behind. He was 9 months old when she was killed. She won't ever remember his mother, her touch, her feel. In federal court in Hot Springs, Arkansas, the black kidnapper and killer was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. St. Charles, Missouri. A 22-year-old black man has received a life sentence after pleading guilty to second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of a white man last February. Cordell Davison Jr. also pleaded guilty to armed criminal action and robbery charges. Davison was among 5 black men charged in the incident. Police said the 5 went to the Crestview Apartments looking for money and drugs, but that Dishman, the shooting victim, wasn't a target. The 5 black men split up, going to random apartments to steal and look for drugs or money. At one apartment, when a woman answered the door, Davison put a gun to her head, and Porter told others in the apartment to empty their pockets. During the robbery, Dishman, the white victim, stood up, and Davison shot and murdered him in cold blood. Philadelphia police are looking for 2 black men suspected in a Thanksgiving Day homicide, as well as a rash of robberies in the area. Authorities have released surveillance video of the suspects in the hopes that the public can identify them. Police say 21-year-old Ryan Kelly, a white man, died after being shot in the chest on Thanksgiving. Kelly was found bleeding and lying on the street. Police say the young man was walking home when two black men drove up in a stolen Mazda 626. The motive is unclear. It could have been a random murder of a white man, just for the joy of it, or an attempted robber. Nevertheless, he was shot and later rushed to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead about a half hour later. A tragic ending for this family on Thanksgiving. The thugs are still loose.